With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. We talked about it here on this program yesterday, but the Commodity Classic is underway right now in Orlando, Florida. This is not a small event. It's bringing in farmers from not only the U.S., but also internationally as well. Gary Porter in Florida from Missouri. He is part of the National Corn Growers Association Corn Board.
This is a great event. I mean, this is something we look forward to all year. I mean, you watch people get off the plane. They get off with their long sleeve sweaters on, their coats and parkas and everything. And they get off the plane and they go to the hotel room and put their shorts on, t-shirts, and go walking down the sidewalks. And everybody's just having a great time. And then to look forward to a great farm show this week. So we was looking at some of the numbers that just came in the other day when we had our first meeting when we got down here. And we're up to 9,300 people already registered and coming into the farm show. That's one of our top ones. And we still feel we're going to have more walk-ins come as we go.
He emphasized that this event does not just happen.
We planned out 10 years ago where we're going to go to, so it's a lot of planning to put this together. And with us growing like we are, it's getting kind of hard to find cities and venues and convention centers that can handle us.
Again, Gary Porter visiting Florida for the Commodity Classic.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.